If you're like me, you're super excited for the holidays, but not so excited about searching everywhere for deals so that you can save money. That's why RetailMeNot is amazing. They make it really easy to save on everything. Their website and their app have great discounts at stores that you love. You can find instant savings on toys, electronics, and more, up to 70% off. Plus, they have an instant coupon finder called Genie that automatically finds and applies deals when you're shopping online. Visit RetailMeNot.com/bones to start saving the easy way.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ba-ba-ba. Back at it. More studio.
Morning.
Thank you. Well, let's say we had a very successful St. Jude Radiothon. I must thank you all because we did almost $2 million in 2 days, and it's just, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I say thank you all the time, and I feel like I don't say it enough, but that hospital just doesn't stay open without people donating. And so I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody that became a partner in Hope. And I can mention it again later, but, you know, I even wrote on my Instagram page that, for me, that's the biggest part of it, because I was in the hospital for a long time as a kid, and people had to step in and help me with my bills. It wasn't St. Jude. I didn't have cancer. I fell off a house and ruptured my spleen, and I was in for a long time. I almost died, but I didn't. And even then, I didn't know the severity of it because I was a kid. But if it weren't for people stepping in, or if it weren't for like people from church coming up to like spend time with me, you know, I don't know that I would feel as passionate as I do. I don't know, but I do. And that's the big part of it for me, is at St. Jude, that these families don't have to pay the bills, because they just get to worry about their kids, and we're able to do that, and our stations did a bunch, and so that's all. I'm very grateful, and I wrote a big message there, and you can read it on my Facebook if you want, or my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. But that's what I'll start with by saying that, and let me say good morning to everybody here. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been so sick, though, too. Like, just, I think that my body shut down when I had a minute for it to shut down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's exactly what happened. Like, you were go, 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 go. And then the minute you, like, had a second to breathe, your body was like, okay, finally, I can let all this out.
And then I got so sick. And now, I'm not all the way over it, but I'm, like, 87% over it. And I had to be, because I had to start taping American Idol last night. I'm in Hollywood for Hollywood Week. And I had to be better. And I kind of am a bit. And so, here, it's just weird how the body works, huh?
Yeah.
So, that's me. I'm in California, and I will be all this week, but we have live. We're here. These shows are new, folks. You know how, it's not a rerun. Ask me to prove it.
Prove it.
Right now, not a rerun.
No.
There
okay.
You go. How about that?
All the
like
proof
that?
I needed.
Mm-hmm. I saw that AJ from the Backstreet Boys parked in my parking spot over the weekend. No, I guess it was during St. Jude Radiothon. Here's a clip of AJ talking about parking in my parking spot. Here you go.
What's up, Bobby? AJ McLean here. Clearly, you're not here because you're probably out celebrating that awesome mirror ball that you won. Congrats on that, by the way. So I took your parking space. Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
Lunchbox, how do I feel about
that? Wow. Wow, not cool. I'm sorry I wasn't on top of that. I had the boot ready. If I'd have been here, he would have been booted. That's unacceptable. I don't care if he was part of a boy band.
And which boy band was he in?
The Backstreet Boys.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm not okay with that. I'm not sure what I'm okay with anymore about my parking spot.
Man, like, you got to send him a message back and be like, listen, dude, it was funny the first time, but don't let it happen again.
Okay. And then, like, show him a picture of the boot?
Yeah, show him a picture of the boot. Say, if you want your car booted, I mean, go ahead and try it again. Try me.
Didn't? I know you guys were doing your Sore Losers podcast, which is a sports podcast that Lunchbox Ray and Eddie do. Did Sean Johnson park in my parking spot?
No, she thought about it. She said she pulled in and it was the only parking spot and was like, ooh, it says reserved, and drove on by.
And she didn't park there?
Right.
She did not.
Oh. I know Sean a little bit. I wouldn't have minded that.
What?
But she wasn't in a boy band. What?
Right. If she would have parked there, I would have had to boot her. She would have walked out of the podcast and I'd have had to boot her on our own podcast. Be like, you're our guest, but now you owe me $50.
Oh, you're also the collector of the money.
Yes.
When you put the boot on the car,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. So that would have been kind of awkward.
I tell you what, you can have 20% of any collection you get.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can boot them and you can have 20% of the collection. And the other 80%, we'll give it to charity. I don't even want it.
Oh, well then give me 50-50.
No, no, no. So boot them up, buddy.
All right.
Boot them up. We're here. We're I'm back to being better. AJ was in my parking spot. Amy, how was your weekend in Texas? Good?
Yeah, it was really good. My dad's doing so much better. He just still can't be alone, like, at night, for sure. So in the day, I was able to kind of go do stuff. But he has a caregiver that helps him, too, during the day. And luckily, she does some of the stuff that, you know, he just doesn't want his daughters to do.
Like bathroom stuff?
Yeah, there's just some stuff. But I was like, Dad, little do you know, when you were in the hospital and totally out of it, I was already doing all this stuff. So now I'm scarred for life, thanks.
Well, Amy's dad has been fighting cancer for a long time.
Yeah.
And had a trach in his throat.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of you guys, and he did look a little healthier.
He does. And the hole, it's so crazy how it just, when they take the trach out, they don't sew it up and get the stitches out or anything. They just take it out, and they're like, it'll close up in about 7 to 10 days. And so it's crazy to just watch the hole. I mean, it's almost gone. Like, he never even had it there.
Lunchbox, your weekend?
Oh, it was good. My little one got a little sick, so it's been a little rough. I finally found out what it's like to be a parent, because you lay him down, he won't sleep because he's coughing and he starts crying. So that was a little tough.
I needed you at my house, because I would lay down and I would cough and I'd start crying, but no one was there for me.
Oh, yeah, and then I could have held you like I have to hold him. Woo!
Yep, could have. Well, we're here. We're going to play, I should say this, Brett Eldridge is going to come by and play, do a little Christmas song later. That'll be good. I felt like we got a good one. I caught up with Sharna, first time I'd seen her, because she went to Australia after Dancing with the Stars. First time we'd spent any time together. Now we're dating.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Big news.
Oh, great.
Oh,
what's up?
Really?
Why are you trying to spread that? I mean, y'all posted that picture where you're hanging out and you're like, this is the first time we've hung out and I'm wearing jeans and it's awkward, but I feel naked because I don't have my mirror ball.
That was the post.
I know, I read it.
I know. We're really not. Or are we? No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Relax, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Authorities say to put up a camera or make sure you're home if you're ordering packages to your house. Thefts are on the rise this time of year. You can also have a chip to an Amazon locker. In weather news, 40s and 50s in most places. Still a wintry mix in the Carolinas and parts of Tennessee. And finally, in sports, congrats to Kyler Murray from Oklahoma. He's college football's best player. He won the Heisman.
Amber in Boston is on. Hi, Amber.
Hey, how are you, Bobby?
Hey, good morning to you. Hey, tell me what a Boston winter is like.
Oh, terrible.
Because I love Boston. It's one of my favorite places to go. I try to go up a couple, three times a year. But man, every time you guys are on the news for winter, it is so snowy and cold.
It's been bad. We've already had two storms already, and they've canceled school twice. I mean, I work at a college, but they've canceled college twice already. So it's been really bad.
Did you grow up in Boston?
I did, yeah. I grew up in Massachusetts.
So that's normal for you then. Does it feel normal whenever it comes in? You're like, oh, just a normal winter.
It is, yeah. Like, you know, when I was a kid, we would, you know, guess if there's going to be a snow day, but more than likely, it's usually not a snow day because we have all the plows and all the things like that, so we usually always have school.
Which is different because we live in Nashville now, and I grew up in the South, and people would give us a hard time because if there's a chance of snow, everything shuts down. Now, it's not because we're big wimps, by the way. Well, kind of. But it's mostly because we don't have the machines that because why would we invest in all the trucks if it happens once every 3 years?
Right.
You have to put your money somewhere else. And so if there's like a chance of snow in school, they can just cancel schools. Because they go, if it does get bad, we can't fix it. So, but like Boston, they're like 17 inches in an hour. They're like, no problem, man. Get your butts to school. Am I right, Amber?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Well, what can I do for you? I'm glad you called.
So my mom's a huge fan. She's also in Boston, and she has got me hooked on your show a few months ago. And we are wondering if you are going to do any more comedy shows on the East Coast, because we would love to see you up in Boston.
So this year, which, by the way, you know, here we are, not much left in this year. The answer is no. But we do have something planned for Boston early next year, for sure, because I love it up there. I'm going to let all the cold go by. I just had this conversation. 0% chance I'm coming up right now, Amber. I'm going to be honest with you. I have very thin blood. Yeah, exactly. But yes. All I can say for now is yes, and more info soon, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to the show. You may remember about a month or so ago, we had Amy ask her husband, hey, give us some survival tips. Because I think we all agree here as men that Amy's husband's way more manly than we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Military man.
Mm-hmm.
Pilot. How many bears he killed with bare hands? Probably
Survivalist.
Yeah, how many bears do you think, though?
Stop. He doesn't like it when you build him up like this, because then when people meet him in real life, they're disappointed.
Well, they shouldn't be, because they'll kill him with a
pinky. Then, and then they'll probably be like, oh my gosh, there's a bear. And he's going to be like, I don't know what to do.
So when you're out, like, at the lake and he reaches in and grabs a fish, right?
Yeah, is that crazy
or no? Are you just used to that now?
I'm just used to it.
And then he eats it.
He just spears it with his hand.
Dinner's so easy.
Yeah. Mm. So Amy's husband, just... I describe him in one word. Eddie?
Oh, burly.
Burly. That's a good one. He's got big burly chest, yep, for sure. Lunchbox, describe Amy's husband in one word.
Hero.
Hero.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Man, I would describe him American.
Oh.
Yeah. So, he has made a survival tip guide for us, right?
Well, y'all asked for it.
Yeah, but...
It's not like he just,
well, he provided it.
Yeah, he made it.
He was like, okay, where do I begin?
Okay, let's here we go.
But he thinks it's really important. He was talking to me about how finding food sometimes is really, really hard.
Oh, you're starting it. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Survival tip number one.
Okay. Apparently, y'all, you can make little squirrel traps using foil, and you can make hundreds of them. The squirrels ended up, like, sticking their little heads in, and they get stuck, and you can hang hundreds of them everywhere, but you got to just make a ton, have them ready to go. That way you can trap a squirrel and eat it. But you're not going to get much meat off a squirrel, so he says you've got to just be prepared to eat the bugs and know which bugs. And, like, a handful of ants is great protein. So if you see an ant bed, go for it.
Wow.
Whoa.
So he would do that? He would just take and
he'd eat ants. Ants are his favorite bug to survive off of.
Really?
Yeah, but the squirrel trap thing, I just thought it was fascinating that you, like, can make these little foil rings that they stick their heads in, and then boom, they're there.
Are they running around the trees and stuff?
Listen, I don't...
It's, all I'm seeing is, like, a lampshade of boom, and you're running into things.
Listen, also, he didn't, like, type these out. He's, like, telling me these, and I'm typing as he's going, and then I have ADD, and he goes way into detail that I don't understand. So if I have this wrong, I'm sorry. But point of the story is, try
someone's
to find...
Someone's depending on this to survive, and Amy's apologizing in advance.
And did you know how you can, like, break, kill a rabbit rule? Oh, I feel bad kids might be listening. You just, like, thump it. And it's really, but you just thump it.
Well, there are parts
of
the human body, too, that you can push at the right spot.
Yeah, but, yeah, rabbit. If you're lucky enough.
Try it on Lunchbox.
He said if you're lucky enough to get a rabbit,
yeah,
that's good.
Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, that's where I learned that.
Oh, yeah, the claw.
And I was like, I don't think I could do that. He said, if you're hungry enough, you will do it.
And you'll eat ants. I would love for someone on the show to grab a bunch of ants and just eat them live.
Yeah.
Because you can't really kill an ant.
No, and they would sting you in your mouth. I guess it'd be like hot sauce,
though. I guess you could smush it, but then do you want to... I don't know, but a fire ant. Is that like the wasabi?
Just putting a little hot sauce, jalapeno in it.
All right, survival tip number two from Amy's husband. Go ahead.
Do you know how to navigate using the sun or the stars?
Go ahead.
Okay, so what's one of the big...
That would be called a cloud.
No, like the star.
Oh,
constellation.
Big Dipper.
Yeah, know those.
Orion.
And kind of where they are and what they're doing and like... where the sun is at what time of day. So
this is
also
a lot of,
good
this is
to
a lot
have
of pre-rec
a,
stuff. I'm trying to survive, not learn before I go out.
Okay, well, here's something that has to do with that, is if you see something about birds fly away from water at night and towards water during the day, maybe I have that right.
Well, the fact that he's cool. Going maybe.
Oh, boy.
But listen, you also, if you need water, you need to go downhill towards water, because you can only survive.
If you need water, you go downhill towards water.
It's going to be down. And like I said, maybe during the day you follow the birds and go downhill, because that's where the water's going to go. Because you can survive weeks without food. You can only survive 3 to 5 days without water.
Well, I'm surprised it's that long.
Yeah. You can also filter water with a sock.
Mm.
I don't know.
Sounds gross to me.
You have a sock on you, you can filter it. Because sometimes it's like, is this water safe? But that's why it's also handy for you to know how to make a fire. Do y'all know how to make a fire?
Are you rolling all these tips into one paragraph?
Yes, just got it.
Okay.
Do you know how to make a fire?
Yes, you get a lighter.
No. Let's say if you don't have a lighter.
Go ahead.
No?
You call a friend that has a lighter.
Oh, my gosh. Well, knowing how to build a fire can make your water safe to drink. It can keep you warm. It can dry your clothes. It can cook your squirrels. Mm. And then it also can be a signal for rescuers.
Mm. Okay, but how do we make it?
Yeah.
Well, learn how to make it. Google
it. Wait, no, this is a terrible tip to learn how to learn tips.
He wasn't going to sit there and like teach y'all on how to make a fire. Okay. But
we asked Amy's husband to make us a survival, and he probably did, and Amy just wrote down
this is my he did, but I was taking notes.
Give us one more.
Listen, one more survival tip. He said, this is just survival in life. Not if you're lost anywhere, but if you get lost, it'll come in handy. You should always have a knife on you. At all times.
Oh, they're gonna say cell phone.
But if you're trapped in the wild, you can use a knife to make shelter. You can use it to make a weapon. You know, to catch food.
A knife is a weapon. Huh.
You can use it to make a knife? No. You have a knife.
You can use it to clean an animal. If you need to cut the animal and clean it, you can cut firewood. Whatever.
How big a knife are you going to have that you can cut firewood?
You don't need big old... It's not lunchbox. When you're in the wild, you're not building a fire with firewood like logs in your house. You're building it out of... You're whittling down like little sticks.
So just to... to regather our thoughts really quickly, what did we learn from this, Amy?
Yeah, I should have typed more. See, because he gave me all the things and I was like, oh, that's easy. I'll remember that. But like, I wrote down things like water... And birds. So then I have to remember. Shoot, did he mean when the birds are flying towards the water? No, all this
is
good stuff.
We're all gonna die.
Yeah, that was no,
there's no help.
No.
We actually might have learned the opposite of what we should do.
Does anybody have a compass?
Let me check.
He said to always have it. His watch has a. He wears a Garmin watch. Mm-hmm. He can always tell you the what elevation he's at, what way he's facing. But that's something that he thinks is important for people to always have.
There you have it. Mm. Safety tips from Amy's husband this morning. And he's probably going
to
be like...
Oh, he's embarrassed right now.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's listening to this, he's like, what? Does she even listen to me talk?
Like, I can see his face right now going, Amy, that's not what I said. I said water is uphill and to the left, not downhill.
Well, I think the navigating by the... sky is good, but you have to learn the stars and what direction they like the North Star.
Okay. That's north.
That's north.
Right. So then now you know you need it. But what's
the east
north?
Star? And then you go to the east star.
Yeah.
Exactly. It all gets complicated. Like gets complicated.
The Southwest Star kills me every time.
Oh man, it's so tricky.
Yeah.
And don't all stars look the same?
Amy,
whatever. I'm getting y'all all a knife for Christmas.
Okay.
Y'all don't have one, do you?
Not on me right now.
I want to home.
All right, thank you, Amy.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Toby Keith wrote a song for actor Clint Eastwood. The song is called Don't Let the Old Man In. The song title is an exact quote that Clint said to Keith while they were golfing, and Clint liked it so much he put it in his new movie, The Mule.
Here it is.
Can't leave it up to him.
The movie looks so good, doesn't it, Amy?
Yes.
Like, I gotta see it. I wanna know about the old man. And listen, Clint Eastwood had to take a job muling drugs. And I don't really know much else except Clint Eastwood's in it and there are drugs involved. Two things I like to watch that I've never actually been close to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm into it. I wanna see this movie. But the song's actually pretty good too. Turn it up a little more.
Don't let him in.
You never know what he's gonna do. What else, Morgan, number two?
Dolly Parton got a Golden Globe nomination. Her song, Girl in the Movies, from the original Netflix movie Dumplin', earned her a nomination for Best Original Song.
Who saw this movie?
I did.
You saw Dumplin' on Netflix?
Yes, and it's so good.
Really?
Yes, it's
not
precious.
Not that I'm surprised. I'm surprised that you saw it.
Oh, I dabble in Netflix. Dolly was doing a lot of promotion, so I actually watched some of it with my dad, and he really liked it, too.
What's it about, though?
Big fan of Dumplin'. So it takes place in a really small town in Texas where they are, all about beauty pageants, and Jennifer Aniston is the mom, and she's a former beauty pageant, but she's, still obsessed with pageants. And Dumplin' is her daughter, she's not a pageant girl, mm-hmm. sort of overweight and faces different challenges, and they have tension in their relationship because of that. And it just follows her journey of her and her mom trying to understand each other. I don't want to give anything away, but it's definitely so cute. I'll probably watch it again I watched it with my dad, and I'll probably watch it again with my daughter.
Oh, Amy gives Dumplin'.
Mm-hmm.
How many dumplings do you give it?
I give it 5 out of 5 dumplings.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
Because but and then
are there chicken with the chicken in dumplings?
There's no chickens, just dumplings. And that's that's her nickname. Her real name is Willa Dean.
Mm. Okay, well, there you go.
That's cute.
Morgan number two, is that it?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this little boy only had a minute to run with his grandmother from their home in California that was up in flames from the campfire. So he had to leave behind everything. He's only 4 years old. He even had this dinosaur named Chompy. It was like one of his prized collection dinosaurs. Now Chompy made it out safely, but lost everything else. Like he had an entire dinosaur collection. So since that got put out like on the internet, like Facebook, that he lost his whole dino collection, boxes and boxes of dinosaurs, dino themed blankets, pillowcases, movies, books, they all started arriving in the mail for this little boy named Riley.
That's good.
It's super cool. Just people from all over the country sending him gifts.
That's good. That's what it's all about, yeah. Right there.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from College Station, Texas. Two women decided they had a great idea. One would go into Dillard's at the mall, steal a bunch of stuff, run out, jump in the car, they drive away. So a 23-year-old woman walks into Dillard's, steals $3,000 worth of stuff, runs out. Her friend got cold feet and drove off without her.
No.
So she just stand on the sidewalk when they came out and arrested her.
For good times, yeah. For bad times, I'll be by your side forevermore. Take it, Eddie.
No, I don't know that one.
Because that's what friends are for.
Oh, okay, yeah, I should have known that.
Thank you. I was nailing it, too.
Dude, that's so good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is that time where we play a little game called Amy versus Lunchbox. I'll ask Amy three questions normally meant for dudes, and Lunchbox three questions normally meant for the ladies. And we'll see how you guys do. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Yep. Da, 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 da. Amy, are you ready? Here we go. Question number one. How much does a standard barbell weigh on a bench press?
45 pounds.
45 pounds. Correct. There it is. One. Hey.
That's what I lift.
Yeah, that's your bench press?
Yeah. I don't even have to put any of the little plates on it. It's perfect.
You don't even have to?
Yeah, it's convenient.
What does RPM stand for on a car?
RPM. Miles per hour.
RPM. You've heard RPM,
I've
right?
I've heard RPM
yeah.
a ton.
Yeah.
My brother.
What does RPM stand
what
for
What does
on a car?
The R stand for? What? Rough. Road? What is it?
Lunchbox.
Miles per hour.
RPM does not stand for miles per hour.
Good one, though.
It's,
oh,
it stands for revolutions per minute.
Oh.
Which would be the R, the P, and the M.
Shoot.
Yeah, this many RPMs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Never okay. heard that.
Amy.
Yeah.
The Houston Oilers are now known as what NFL football team?
Tennessee Titans.
The Tennessee Titans, she says.
Yeah!
Amy!
Amy, 2 points.
Yeah.
Good. Lunchbox, you ready over there?
Yeah.
What flower is well known for its red color and is widely used in Christmas floral displays?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're beautiful. They're big.
Yeah.
They're red. Mm-hmm. They're on the table. And, oh, my wife always says, oh, would you get me one of these when you go to the store?
Yeah.
Hold on, hold on. It's not a rose. It's not a rose. It's a, hold on, hold on, hold on. She goes to the store. Whoa, you didn't give me time.
Amy, go ahead.
Poinsettia.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, you.
Lunchbox, what was the first version of The Real Housewives?
Orange County.
There you go. Nice. Lunchbox, the store Aerie, A-E-R-I-E, if you want to write this down. I'm not sure how to say it. Do you know how to say the store, Amy?
Mm-mm.
A-E-R-I-E, specializes in what?
Makeup.
No, I'm sorry. Amy, do you want to steal that?
Shoes.
Women's undergarments. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, never heard of it.
But I do believe that makes Amy the winner. Is that right? Look at it. There she
doesn't
is.
Doesn't kill you, makes you
Come on. There she is.
This is my first win.
Look at this. Amy's killing it. Amy's a big winner this morning in Amy versus Lunchbox. And this is our song for just a couple more weeks, and
Thank
you can
goodness.
Change it.
Yeah. Can I change it to whatever I want?
No, we'll do that game again.
Yeah.
Only I'll pick a song. Or you can go back to your original. There she goes.
No, I want a new one, and y'all can pick it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We don't do a lot of year-end lists, but because the Grammys also came out, and here are my top five albums of 2018 if you're looking for something to stream. My number five album is from Dierks Bentley called The Mountain. Thought that was a good one. Number four, Eric Church, Desperate Man. Thought that was fantastic. My number three album is Eminem Kamikaze, which, Amy, I normally don't memorize hip-hop songs, but I've listened to this record so many times, I think I know every song on this record.
Oh.
Of the new Eminem record.
You're basically a rapper.
A lot of people don't know I signed a one-song record deal as a rapper.
Captain Caucasian.
When I was 28 years old. That's right.
That's probably why it's so easy for you to learn Eminem lyrics.
Because I'm just like him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's a song from Eminem called Kamikaze from the record Kamikaze. Here you go.
Kamikaze crashing into everything. You beat me, Islamic Nazi. That means there is no such thing. I've been going for your
And this was a surprise album they put out. And apparently, because everybody hated the record before. Oh, the last record was good, too. But what do I know? I'm just a one-time signed hip-hop artist. You know what I mean, Aime?
Yep.
What do I
know? I mean, but some people are zero-time signed, so what?
That's true. Number two, my favorite albums, Dan and Shay. And their album was just called Dan and Shay. And I'm going to tell you, man, Tequila was massive. Speechless is massive. I don't know. I was so confused why they didn't get any CMA awards. Hopefully, whenever the Grammys come up, they'll get a little something for Tequila.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Here's Tequila from Dan and Shay. Here, let's listen.
When I taste tequila, maybe I still see you.
And my favorite album is Kacey Musgraves, still. Said it when it first came out. I'm not cool right now. I was actually cool when this album first came out. Because I was like, this is the best album of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm rarely that cool early. But I love this Kacey album. Here is, I want to play Slow Burn from her album Golden Hour. Here you go.
I'm all right with a slow burn.
Those are my top five albums.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Every time I get on Netflix, I see The Christmas Chronicles. It's the first thing they recommend to me every time I'm on. And I haven't seen it, but Raymundo saw it.
Yeah, my girl drugged me in to see it, and Netflix usually has good shows, so I thought, why not try out a movie? It's Christmas time. And it actually was a pretty good Christmas movie. It's an hour and a half. You can watch it real quick.
So tell everybody what it is.
Well, it's going to be shocking because at first you're going to see Brad Paisley, his wife. She's in the movie.
Oh, Kimberly Paisley.
Yep, she's a mom in it. She does a great little mom character.
Well, she's an actress, like a real-life actress. It's not that shocking.
But it's just like, bam, oh, Brad Paisley's wife.
By the way, she's... she's Brad Paisley's wife to me. It's like
Kimberly Williams.
Yeah, like I knew her from Father of the Bride. Yeah.
Well, that's the first thing I thought of. But it's really, it's just kids. It shows the life of Santa Claus. Any questions they had, how does the sleigh fly? Where do they put all the toys? You're going to get all the answers to these questions. So if you have kids, families, it's perfect. You don't got to explain anything. They learn it all.
What do you think about that, Amy?
My daughter watched it and loved it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How many Santas do you give it, Raymond?
I ended up giving it 5 Santa Clauses out of 5 Santa Clauses because I thought it was very, very well put together. And you've seen so many of these Santa movies. How can they make another one that's good? This one's good, and I learned something from it.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you, Raymundo. He recommends The Christmas Chronicles on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first thing that pops up on mine every time.
There's a lot of Netflix Christmas movies. Like, it's like their Hallmark's new competition. And, I mean, they're good.
Did you watch that one about the princess that changed places?
Yes. With Vanessa Hudgens?
Yeah.
It's
you
good.
Watched it?
Yeah.
Oh,
did
okay.
you not see it?
Huh? No.
Oh, it's so good.
It is?
My daughter watched that one with me. I didn't watch Christmas Chronicles with her. She had my computer. She watched that on her own. But the princess one that they were, they switched spots. We watched it together. Good.
Do you know what that's called?
The Princess Switch. I have it on my, Princess
Morgan
Switch.
Number two, have you seen it?
Yeah. Isn't it good?
It's so good. Every girl I know has seen it. That's why I was just asking.
But the only part that's sort of weird is they're not, you know how like in Parent Trap, Lindsay Lohan's character, they're twins that were separated and they look identical. In this movie, they want you to believe that long lost relatives had 2 kids and they're identical. So it's like one lived here and one like had a normal life and's a baker and one's a princess. But they look identical. So they could have, I don't know, that part was a little weird. They should have made them twins that got separated at birth.
Well, that sounds sad. Why can't they just live separately like that? Your part's sad, Amy.
Wait, no, mine's not sad.
Twins are separated at birth?
That happened on Parent Trap, or twins that go live with different parents and have a different life, or they have 2 and they're like, okay, you go live with this person, you go live there.
Okay, they'd be cousins who look alike. Yeah.
Oh, but I just had a problem with it, because they're identical. It's the same girl, Vanessa Hudgens playing both characters, but they're not sisters. I was like, okay. They're long lost cousins.
You had a problem with it.
That was my only thing. Other than that, loved it.
Your integrity of princess movies is... okay, so we're recommending 2 movies to our listeners. It's Christmas Chronicles and The Princess Switch.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it, folks. 5 Santas and 5 tiaras. There it is.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
saw my Dancing with the Stars partner, Sharna, for the first time on Saturday night.
How was that? I feel like it was probably a little bit weird because it's the first time y'all are hanging out without the tension of winning a mirror ball hanging over you.
It was the first time we had spent any time together without dancing actually being a thing. Mm-hmm. I kind of. So I'd been so sick over the past 3 or 4 days. And I was like, hey, I'm flying back into Los Angeles. I did some of American Idol last night. And I'm doing Hollywood Week all this week, taping American Idol for next season. And if you're new to the show, I'm on American Idol as the full-time mentor. And so that's why I'm in California this morning. And so I was like, hey, I get into town at like 10 p.m. Come to the hotel. And so she was like, all right. So she was out with some friends and stuff. So she comes over and we're hanging out. And it was like, man, we have nothing to dance for. We have no press to do about dance. It was the first time we had ever hung out where dance wasn't like the thing. Now, that was it at first. But the problem was I haven't been to a single rehearsal for the Dancing with the Stars tour because I've been so sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, will you help me? Because she's not going on tour. She has other stuff to do. And so we pulled up some videos, and so she kind of taught me some of the moves that I have to do on tour. So we did kind of dance a little bit, but for the most part, we just hung out.
She's not going to be there with you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no.
That's weird.
I'm only doing, because of my jobs, because I have to do this job next year, because the tour is like 4 months long. And she knew I couldn't do the tour. I'm doing like 3 or 4 dates total.
Okay. So you're going to dance with other people?
I'm dancing kind of by myself, but with other people around me.
By yourself? You're going to dance by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to see this.
But
oh my gosh, you're like a dancer now. You don't even need Sharna.
Amy, I'm King Dingling a dance. I don't know if you heard this.
This is so crazy. I guess you are Then I was like, in my head, I'm like, wait, so why are you doing it if she's not there? But I guess you are the winner of a mirror ball. Like, it makes sense for you to be on the tour.
Well, they ask you to commit way early. And I said, guys, I would love to do a lot of the dates. I said, but I have my radio show, which is first important. Because they're touring on like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights.
Right.
I said, secondly, I'm taping American Idol a lot in California until May. So I can't. I said, but what I can do is give you like 4 dates actually. 3 in the Southeast and 1 in New York. And then Sharna's a pro and she's not going to go learn a whole tour just to do 3 dates. So for her, and she has a bunch of like business stuff too that she's doing, work.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I told him, just turn a song on and let me go do it. Don't worry about matching anybody. Just let me go freestyle. They didn't think that's a very good idea for a tour.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to get booed. I don't know if I'm going to get booed or not. But we practiced a little bit. But we just hung out and put a picture up. And, you know, I'm going to have her like build my dating profile online.
Wait, what? Why? I mean, I've built you plenty.
I know, but yours aren't good. Like, her dating profile thing's good.
Okay. What's the difference?
Well, because she knows what's up.
I don't understand.
You don't know what's up.
I know what's up.
Amy,
I don't know what. Wait, hold on. How old is Sharna?
34.
Sharna, no offense if you're listening, but she's 34. Okay, I'm 37. I know what's up. I've known you forever.
But you've done it, Amy, and I'm still like doing terribly.
Okay, so you think she's going to be able to create more desirable.
If you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect the same results, you're nuts. So why would I not have somebody else come in and try something different?
Okay, so what is so special about her dating profiles?
I don't know. I'm going to let her do mine, though. I'm going to let her build it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, look who's on the phone. It is Arkansas Keith. Hey.
Hello?
You good?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Arkansas Keith, stepdad, hunter, fisherman.
Outdoorsman.
That is true. Outdoorsman. What are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm actually going over to IHOP today. No outdoors today.
Oh, yeah? Going to get some pancakes or what?
Yeah, going to get some French toast, man.
What's the occasion?
Oh, just celebrating a hard day of hunting yesterday. I'm all wore out, kind of.
Yeah, how'd that go? You get anything?
No, but my friend who's never been hunting before, he missed a big buck.
Oh. You sound disappointed in him.
Yeah, it was a sad day for him. First year he'd ever shot at. He's a big buck. What can I say?
Were you with him?
I was with him.
And you let him shoot?
I did.
And then he missed?
He did miss. He missed twice.
Oh. With what gun?
I thought he was all six.
So he's using a rifle, and he missed. And there's no spread on a rifle, so I mean, you got one shot.
Yeah, but it's about 40 steps, or 45, so I'm saying he should have hit it.
Oh, it was close.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So what was the problem there? How old was he, 12?
No, actually, he's much older than 12.
Can you hear
he's
the
like 38.
Can you hear the disappointment in Arkansas Keith's voice right now? He is not happy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to go have some French toast to really get through the pain today.
I get it.
Get through the star of the day. It's really stormy here.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Now, we're done with Dancing with the Stars. We haven't had you on the show since I came victorious dancing on television. What did you think of that whole thing, Arkansas Keith?
I'm thinking it's just unbelievable, man. It's just kind of outrageous, is it not? I mean, I'm just speechless. I was speechless in 91. It's better than the Cubs winning the World Series.
Oh, in your mind? Wow. This is from a guy.
This
is from a guy, and he made me a diehard Chicago Cubs fan from a kid. You have a Chicago Cubs tattoo on your arm.
I do.
And you think me winning Dancing with the Stars to you is as big as the Cubs winning the World Series?
I couldn't say anything. I couldn't talk. Lamar kept talking. I just couldn't say anything. I just could not talk. I couldn't talk. Just like with the Cubs in the World Series, I couldn't say anything.
So whenever it first started and you see me dancing on TV, you know, dance is not one of my strong suits. And I don't know that I've ever seen you dance, frankly.
Not very good. I have, but not very good.
What'd you think about, like, watching me dance on TV?
I thought, oh, no. But I got to say, when you did the MC Hammer, I was impressed, man. I was really impressed.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
I said, that's great. You know, I know the judges hated it, but who likes the judges anyway, right?
That's what I'm saying. I was out there dancing for the people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you did great, man. I mean, I couldn't believe you won it. I could not speak.
Who did you watch the finale with?
Lenore, we sat home and watched. We watched every one of them together. We just sat right there at home and watched it, you know, in the quiet, because I was really kind of going to be disappointed if you didn't win, but I was expecting you not to win, you know. But still, I was feeling disappointment. I don't know how to explain it, but when they said, I just couldn't talk, man. I could not talk.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I know a lot of other people are like that too, you know.
Yeah, when I went back, because I went back to Grandma Sue's funeral, and everybody was like, I mean, it was just so much, like, people, like, we voted. Like, everybody was so proud. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I mean, were you expecting to win, honestly? I mean, were you?
No, I never expected to. I felt like every week I was trying to just outlast the next-to-last person.
Right. And so there were good dancers there, too.
Everybody was a better dancer than me. But then I kind of figured out I was playing for the people, not the judges, and they were split equally. So I felt like I had an outside chance, but I was the worst dancer on the final show.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it's look how much you learned, though, and how much you improved, man. I mean, you know, the MC Hammer thing, that's pretty cool, I thought.
I bought that outfit, you know, to my house. Yeah, I kept that one. Yeah,
you should.
What else happened with you? Anything?
Nothing. Just same old boring hunting thing, you know. I'm all for it and going hunting every day. And just duck season is going to open up next Thursday, so that'll be a little bit exciting. I'm kind of looking forward to that, even though we ain't got a lot of ducks around yet. But I'm getting excited about it.
But so work's seasonal, so the park's not open.
Yeah, I don't have to go back to work till March, so I'm living the dream.
So he's going to hunt and fish until March. And go to IHOP on the occasional days, right?
That's absolutely correct.
All right. Arkansas
Keith. Life is good.
Life is good, he says. Life is good. All right. Hey, good talk to you, man.
Yeah, take care. Keep on the good work, man.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll talk to you soon.
Later.
All right, there he is. Arkansas Keith.
Bro, you saved his day. Like, this conversation distracted him from how upset he was about his buddy missing that buck.
Did you hear how upset he was?
Yeah. He missed it twice.
At 40 steps. Well, maybe 45, he said. Like, at one point in my life, that was me. He would get really? not upset. He would just be disappointed. But I stopped using a rifle, and I was like, give me a 12-gauge. I want the biggest spread you can give me.
Yeah, just so you can have.
So, and then we'll just track it after I don't hit it fully. And just, it's a whole thing.
And I understand, like, he let his buddy and you, maybe you at back in the day, yeah, shoot when he knows that he could have just nailed it.
Yes. By the way, Arkansas Keith was my stepdad for about 6 years or so, if you're wondering who that was. So outdoorsman, avid outdoorsman, good dude. Come on.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
David Blair is a firefighter in Florida. He's 41 years old. He's scrolling through Facebook, and a friend of a friend had posted, "My friend needs a kidney. Please help." And he went to church that weekend. He was like, "God told me I got to do it." So he went and got checked. He's a match. Never met the 33-year-old woman, but he donated one of his kidneys.
Isn't it wild how many of these kidney sharing stories there are? And I know we've mentioned that before, but isn't it wild that I start to go, maybe I should give somebody a kidney?
I mean, maybe you should.
But I'm saying it obviously is working. And then I start to hear these two and go, maybe I should give someone a kidney. Amy, do you ever think that or no?
I mean, I see what you're saying. I feel like when you hear these, you wonder. Instantly, I always go, okay, would I do this? Who are these angels that just like give their organs? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it does. Reporting about it and sharing them and getting them in the news, that's what inspires other people probably to be like, okay, yeah, maybe I could do this. So maybe you're getting that feeling, Bobby.
Maybe. Do you have, since you have kids though now, are you less prone to give a kidney?
Oh, no. No, I think it. I thought you were about to ask me if they needed a kidney, would I give them one?
I'd hope yes.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's different, yes, family to a stranger, but no, I think having kids makes you love in a different way, like love even more. Like,
no, I guess my question is, since you have kids, you don't want to give away one of your kidneys because what if your other one goes bad?
Oh, good point. I don't think it changes it.
Okay, just making sure. That's a good story, though. I like that. And even to me, it starts affecting me going, like, maybe I should give a kidney or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lunchbox. That's what it's all about right there. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
When you think of the perfect gift, you probably don't think of an electric toothbrush. But the Quip electric toothbrush is one of the most gift-guided gifts of the season. It's perfect for everyone with a mouth, and it's something they'll use twice a day. Quip includes sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough on your sensitive gums, a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides, a multi-use cover that mounts to mirrors to make holiday travel easy. It comes in a color to suit everyone for your list, too. 4 sleek metallic handles, 2 poppy plastics, and a red brush that gives back. Plus, the Quip toothbrush runs for 3 months on 1 charge. No more clunky charger required. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Bobby, get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But you have to go and get it, and don't tell your giftie that either. To get your first refill pack for free, and check it out, getquip.com/Bobby. GETQUIP.com/Bobby.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy. Let's get that morning corny in right now.
The morning corny.
What did Santa give his depressed elf friend for Christmas?
Wow, okay. What did Santa give his depressed elf friend for Christmas?
An elf help book.
Okay, that's pretty funny. Come on. I didn't know where that was going. I didn't know, but I do like that one. That was good. There it is.
Yeah.
The corny.
That was the morning corny.
Bobby Bone, come on.
I want to thank everybody for, during our St. Jude Radiothon, raised almost $2 million. It's fantastic. The hospital stays open because of you guys. And, you know, I mentioned it this morning. I put it on Instagram. I just want to say it again. Appreciate you so much. We're able to do very small things to help change the world, and that's never lost on me. So for everybody that became a partner in Hope, thank you. Like, you really are making a difference. So, yeah, I want to say that. You know what was interesting to me? Last week, Amy, that new artist, Harper Gray, came in.
Yep.
It shook me a little bit, because I got so sick last week that I spent 4 days in the bed. I would come into the radiothon and then I would just go lay in bed and be sick. But I spent a lot of time thinking. And this Harper Gray, which by the way is not her name, Gray stands for God redeems all else or something like that,
equally.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so she has this message. And listen, I didn't know. I met this girl in a yoga class and she didn't even come to me as an artist. So I'm walking out of this yoga class. And by the way, I was a little upset at myself because I didn't talk to this other girl that had been helping me with yoga the whole time. And so she stops me and doesn't say anything about the show. But she goes, hey, I voted for you on Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, thanks. And we just kept talking. And she never told me she was an artist. And I was like, what do you do? And she was like, I'm in music. She was actually reluctant to tell me she was an artist. And I was like, what do you mean you
in music? You in publishing? Were you write? Do you in finance in music? She goes, oh, you know, singer, songwriter. And I was like, oh, so you're an artist. Like, what's your name? I'm going to look you up. And so I did, and I found this song called Monster. Here's some of that song right now. There's a monster underneath my bed. And he pours nightmares inside my head. So, keep your friends close and you're in a- she comes in and she performs this song, and she starts crying during the song. It was 1 year ago to the day that her mama died from fighting addiction. 1 year ago. And she wrote that song about that. And she sang it on this show 1 year to the day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. I mean, it was for her connecting all of that. It had to be just like really powerful. Like knowing, I think it's just beyond special for her.
I didn't know, Amy, I didn't know she was an artist.
I
didn't know the reason of the song. I didn't know it was 1 year. Like, that was something bigger than me, man, making all that happen. It was shifting the little chess pieces.
Yeah, I know. Like, I get goosebumps hearing you even say that. Because when she was expressing it, I mean, I hadn't even done yoga with her. I had never even seen her face before. I'd never even talked to her. I never heard, you know, anything. But hearing her say that, I mean, instantly, I mean, I had tears coming up with her because just how crazy that is. Like, and not, powerful. Yeah,
and not only that, it was also, I think her and I were able to have a comfortable, uncomfortable conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an uncomfortable conversation because my mom also died in her 40s from drugs and alcohol. And we actually had that conversation like two people that understood, not two people where it's like we're delicately dancing around it because someone doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I got it. Like, I totally understood where she was coming from, was talking about. It was just like, it was the, and I was just thinking about that going, how in the world does that happen?
I know.
So, you know, I tell you what we'll do. I mean, I'll play it again. Her name is Harper Gray, H-A-R-P-E-R, last name G-R-A-E, right?
Yeah. God redeems all equally.
There you go.
Yeah. Which I think she takes that. She just wants everybody to know that we're all equal. We all matter. No matter what you've done or been through, like, God can redeem. And, yeah, if you're playing this, yeah, we're playing the song again, right? You said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just listen to the words. And like Bobby said, know that she wrote this song, started writing it, driving home from her mother's funeral.
Funeral.
And
she's
then,
writing about her mom, like from her mom's perspective.
Yes. So you can just listen to the words and feel, yeah. I don't know. I just, the whole thing is, and that you coincidentally brought her in.
Crazy.
The same day, like a year anniversary to the death. Like,
yeah. Harper Gray, here is Monster. If you like it, download it.
Yes.
Stream it. Harper Gray Monster here on the Bobby Bones Show.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Brett Eldridge.
You good, buddy?
I'm good, man.
It's like, I always wonder, because Brett Eldridge is doing a Christmas tour right now.
Yep.
By the way, Glow came out last year, your Christmas record.
2 years ago, original version did, and then now we have a deluxe version.
Is that what it is?
Deluxe.
Yeah. Deluxe.
What'd you put, like 5 new songs on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you always put new songs on it, like every year?
I hope so. I love that idea of it. I mean, for me, I wasn't ready to go do a whole new one because these are all the classics and it was doing great. So I was like, let's just add 5 more of my favorite Christmas songs and amp it up even more. So that's what we did and worked out.
How much you love Christmas?
A lot.
Yeah?
Like, I would be the kid that would be listening to Christmas all the time when all my friends were like, that's not cool. I'd be like, I don't care.
It's like, turn it up.
But Brett, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
No silver bells.
I was looking at some pictures from your show. Like, you have a whole, like, orchestra, like a whole thing, right?
12-piece orchestra.
That's crazy.
Man, I love the sound of, like, I love the horns and the only thing we don't have is strings, but we have pretty much everything else pretty much from the record, so it sounds like the record, and the energy of that and the nostalgia feeling of it is magic.
And I would talk about some of the shows you're doing, but they're all sold out.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I would promote, like, hey, go see Brett, but they're all...
Well, get the album.
Well, yeah,
I'll get to the album.
Put it in and just pretend you're there.
That's true. You can turn
or wait out in the parking lot and listen. We'll open some windows.
Pop some eggnog.
Not a bad idea.
In the parking lot.
Hang the mistletoe.
Glow Deluxe is out. It's Glow and then Deluxe because Brett put five new songs on it.
Yeah. Holly jolly.
Can you hear this?
Yes, I can hear it.
It's the best time of.
I don't know if you can hear this, but you're pretty good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't That's me.
When do you record a record like this?
May. It's awesome.
So it gets to be Christmas all year, basically.
Yeah. Well, I was wearing the first time I went around, I was wearing like a suit. I'm rolling in around New York City in a suit and I'm sweating like crazy trying to find the studio. And then you go in the studio, you got to decorate some lights in there and just try to get in the vibe. I mean, as much as you can. But once you get in it, and like I said, you feel that energy from the horns and the strings and all this sound, it's just like it takes you right there.
Five new songs include
Said the Little
Do You Hear What I Hear?
Shepherd
Boy.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
Sleigh Ride.
Outside the snow is falling.
That's a jam.
Yeah. I'm like, how did that not make the first cut? Yeah.
I know. It's harder to narrow them down.
Did you record all these the first time and then just go, well,
No, we went back and recorded these this year.
How about?
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Come on.
It's the best time of
possibly, and I haven't said this to anybody else, possibly the best country Christmas record in the past 10 years.
Man.
Yeah. That's how how good it really is. Yeah.
I feel
like you've become like Mr. Christmas.
Oh, wow. Happy wow, Mr. Christmas. There he is. Mr. Christmas.
Hey, I'll take it all day. I love Christmas, so.
You should try to put one of these out as a single, again, in like July.
What's that?
Like radio.
Christmas in July. Yep. I thought about that. Like we could do some shows in July at Christmas and all the crazy Christmas people could come.
That would actually sell, oddly, if you did Christmas in July. It's just so expensive. Because like I know what it's like to have to hire musicians.
Yeah.
It ain't cheap to hire 12.
Get 12 of them.
Yeah, get to hire 12 of those people.
Hey, but we make it worth it.
Do you feel creepy when you sing Baby It's Cold Outside?
Not really. I mean, I don't look that deep into it.
But does the lyrics feel weird to you? Because they are weird.
Yeah, if you really dissect them, they can be a little
really
strange.
She really wants to go.
Yeah, she wants to get out of there.
And he's like, please stay.
But he's trying to convince her. It's a little bit strange, but I try not to look that deep into it and just sing it.
Yeah, Aim, come on. What is Christmas time?
I was like, we dissect that song all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm blaming it.
Happiness and cheer.
Little Charlie Brown.
Fun for all that children call.
I like it when you sing with yourself.
Here we go. I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Snowflakes.
Can you sing harmonies with yourself?
Oh, yeah, I do it all the time.
Okay, go ahead.
This is going to be too high.
Okay. You want another one?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to hear that you feel like you can sing harmonies with yourself?
Try another one and I'll just see.
All right, let's do.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Listen to that. Come on. Two Brett Eldridge is better than one. That's it. No, so but really. Do you know what's better than one Brett Eldridge?
Two.
Two.
Yeah. Right, here we go.
But do you do that on your own records?
I have.
You? Yeah.
You turn your own around the house when you want to focus, turn you on singing?
Oh, absolutely, man. You only get 1 month of the year to do it, so you might as well sing.
Brett Eldridge is here. Get Glow. You may not even know there's a deluxe. Glow may be new to you in general.
Yeah.
So let me recommend, I think it is the best Christmas record. The best, for me, obviously, we're big country music fans. I think it's the best Christmas record out.
Man.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you.
I love it, man. And Brett's going to be all over, but unless you're going to buy secondary seats.
There could be some last minute ones pop up, so you never know. Chicago.
Yeah.
We got Chicago. We're in New York. We're in
Chicago, Nashville, and New York.
Nashville, yeah.
The Chicago show's cool, though, because. And you did that show, but that's got to be cool because that's home, right?
Yeah.
And the
it was
Chicago
awesome.
Theater's awesome.
That place is so cool. Growing up in Illinois, that was the big city. And I went to college up there, and it's like going home. So it was awesome.
Look at this guy. Brett Eldridge is here. Do you want to sing a song or no?
I would love to. I would love to get all emotional and
well. So what's the song though? I want to know the song first.
Oh Holy Night.
And okay, well, listen, I'll be honest with you. I feel like it's a little too bright in the room to sing.
Yeah, can we bring the lights down?
We can bring the lights down for sure.
Yeah, we don't want it fully dark, but we want a little bit of a warmth.
You tell us. We're going to start going down right now.
Yeah,
you tell us when it's good.
A little bit more.
Hold on.
Oh, that's nice.
The
right
ambience.
There. Right. Everybody feel that?
Oh, we've turned the lights down.
Okay.
All right, Brett Eldridge is here.
Turn the lights down. All right.
Turn the lights down
low. Okay, right. I'm going to go in.
Brett's walking over to the stand-up microphone. Well, now Brett is putting on a Santa Claus vest. And
yeah, here we go.
Okay. There he looks.
I used to sing this song at church every year growing up. It was just like I had my stand spot there every year up in the choir loft. And when I started touring for, you know, a living, I was like, I just want to be with my family, sit in the pews, chilling. And my aunts got so mad, and they still give me hell for it about not singing this. I'm like, just let me have my moment with you guys. I just want to be with you. So this one's for all my family and for everybody out there. This is O Holy Night.
Here we go.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Come on. Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Man.
Merry Christmas to me.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, come on.
Soak that up.
That's all your gifts right there.
Yeah.
Come on. You're welcome. And don't ask for anything for 5 years. I was that good. Come on. And
well, thanks for turning down the lights, too. That was a good vibe.
Yeah.
You know what we do. We turn the lights,
down low.
Brett, it's fantastic, man.
Great to see you guys.
For everybody that thought that was recorded, it wasn't. Like, Brett just stood right here.
Right here.
I held his hand the whole time.
We were
so close.
We were there.
I was feeling
it together.
Wasn't that so good?
So good. Yeah. No, Mr. Christmas right there.
Mr. Christmas, come on. All right.
I'll take it.
Let me say this. A couple things I want to say. First of all, let me say this, that Glow Deluxe. Maybe you already had Glow, and you're like, man, I wish there was just like a deluxe version of this.
Well, ask and you shall receive.
That's it.
So, you are in luck.
Said the
lamb. Is that there?
Yes.
The shepherd boy.
Brett's out doing more Christmas shows. He's in New York and do a show in Nashville. And here's kind of an insider thing is that, you know, when I do shows, there are holds.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hold tickets in case, Amy, someone goes, hey, I want to come to the show. Like, maybe hold 10 tickets.
Yeah.
Last minute, those get released.
Yep.
And so people, there's always a very last minute thing to pretty much any show.
Yep.
And so if it's sold out, you can go and check like really close to the
last
show.
Last minute. And just wait in the parking lot. Put your suit on, maybe a nice dress or whatever. Really go get a nice dinner before and then show up and maybe there'll be a ticket.
All that I'm going to do. Nice dress,
yes.
Nice dinner.
Yeah, you
I'm
gonna
do all
nice
that.
Dress, for sure.
The whole thing. And then,
but then if there's not a ticket, at least you got to get dressed up and have a nice dinner.
Then I get to wear
dinner.
A nice dress.
Yeah.
How
did
I get to dress
Take
up?
Take a date or whatever. Whatever you want to do.
A couple things. There's this. There's a jam.
Yes.
This comes on. This is a turn it up song.
Yes.
And I loved when you did it on our radiothon, but when this came out, we played it as soon as it existed. This crazy little thing called Love.
I love this song.
Why'd you record this song?
Well, originally it came from a Peloton commercial, you know, Peloton bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you have one? They give you one?
It's coming in the mail right now.
Oh, man. Singing their commercial, you get a bike.
Have you done it? Have you ridden one?
Yes, my friend has one, and they're coming out with treadmills, but I mean, I would have to.
Apparently, you can like do videos with your friends
they're
like, while you're riding and be like, I don't want
to
really sweat while I'm doing it, but I mean, I guess I will.
You did the commercial?
Yeah, I did the commercial.
To look out for that
so
now.
If you ever see this guy and he's getting a Peloton for his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, and he keeps sneaking out and riding it before he gives it to her as a gift, so he probably sweats on it and stuff, and then he gives it to her afterwards. But that crazy little thing called Love, this version is playing in the background, and so it's really cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. It also, like, you're covering a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of pressure there.
Yeah, oh, a lot. Under pressure.
Also, there you go.
Yeah.
Everything's a song.
Everything's a song.
But I mean, yeah, there is I think when you're doing a classic, especially like this, I'm not going to go try to sing it like Freddie Mercury. I want... because that guy could just sing crazy stuff. I wanted to do a tip of a hat to it, put a little my own spin on it, but keep it to the classic vibe and try to be respectable and not screw it up. And you can't reinvent this in a way that's going to be better than his version, so I just want to at least do a cool version of
that. That you did right there. Mr. Christmas, Brett Eldridge is here. Hello, Deluxe. Did you come up with that today?
I did.
That's funny. Yeah. Just start calling yourself that. Make a jersey. Put on your tux inside of your Christmas tux.
Mr. Christmas.
There you go. All engraved.
Brett Eldridge, we'll see you soon. But have a Merry Christmas and a good new year, and we'll see you on the other side.
Great to see you.
There he is, Brett Eldridge.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know, it's that time of year whenever you go up to the store and you hear the red kettle, and bing, 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 and people are walking by, dropping in a few cents, a couple dollars. One guy in Jefferson City, Missouri, he had a coin worth $1,300 that he dropped in. It was a rare coin. He dropped it in the bucket, a 1998 American Eagle 1 ounce gold-proof coin. And so they're able to see that. I would just, listen, here's what I would think. I'd be worried that they wouldn't notice this was the expensive coin. And they wouldn't get the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's awesome. I love it. Because the headline is, coin worth $1,300 dropped in Salvation Army kettle. Me, being the pragmatic person that I am, I think I would just go cash it in for $1,300 and then take it and go, here's $1,300. Because there's a risk there, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's super cool, but I think Salvation Army, they have to know to expect that people are going to drop random things in there. So they, I feel like everybody's on the alert. Like, even if you get a crazy coin that doesn't look like it's really worth anything, check the value.
Yeah, listen, I'm happy they did it. Charles Clark's been ringing the bell for 5 years, and he's the one that got the coin dropped in his red bucket.
That's cool.
$1,300 coin. And the Salvation Army does not know who their generous mystery donor is. But they are grateful for the gift, and that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey. All right, here's how it's going to work. I'll play you a clip from a famous 90s movie. You just name the movie.
Oh, it's easy.
Well, let's meet our players here, first of all. To my left, my co-host and left-hand person, because you're to my left side.
Yes.
Amy, everybody.
Yeah.
There she is. Over to my right, always wearing an oversized hoodie, just a little too big, just a little too dirty. When's the last time you washed that hoodie?
I don't know. Probably months. It just
months. Lunchbox, everyone. There he is.
Yeah.
And sitting to my far, far right at a 90-degree angle is our video producer, dad of two, oldest member of the show.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, thank producer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give you a clip of a 90s movie. Just name the movie. You ready? Number one, action.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
There you go. I'm going to play that again. What 90s movie is that from? Here's the clip again.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Sounds old.
Eddie already has it. He's trying to play. He's playing possum. Like, he wrote it down right away. So yeah. he's
I know it.
And
he's
trying to trick us with sounds old.
Well, you know it's in the 90s.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Lunch I'm in.
All right, everybody's in.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Amy?
Home Alone.
What?
Lunchbox.
Dirty Harry.
Eddie?
That's Home Alone.
Yeah, because that's the movie. Oh, sorry. That's the movie he's watching.
Right.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't recognize that character.
Do you now?
Yeah, well, now that you say that, okay, I'm like, that's a small part of the movie.
But those two got it.
Yeah, yeah. And then he uses that audio to trick them.
Use it.
Yeah. Give me the burglars when they're saying, you know.
No, you'll get to pick the clips. All right, number two. Name the 90s movie.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
What?
What on earth?
There you go. Listen again.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Everyone looks confused at that one.
Dude, yeah. That sounds really old. But it's in the 90s?
1995, to be exact.
Huh.
Do you know it? Really?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
I'm in for the win.
Okay, I'm in.
Amy?
I don't know. Is there some movie then? No, I have it.
Oh.
But I'm guessing the Muppets, because I think he said piggy.
Oh. It's a good context clue, but not right. Lunchbox.
I thought he said pig, too, so I got Charlotte's Web.
Oh, again, quality guess because you're listening. Eddie.
I heard piggy, so I wrote the Muppets.
No, it's Babe. It's a pig movie.
Oh, Babe. I remember that now.
Never seen it, though.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. Name the 90s movie by the clip. Here we go.
Hey, you want us more? Some more what?
No,
you want a s'more. I haven't had anything yet, so how can I have some more of nothing?
Shut up!
You're killing me, Smalls.
There you go. What movie's that?
I'm in for the win.
I'm in. So good.
Amy?
Sandlot.
Lunchbox.
Sandlot.
There you go. Eddie?
Sandlot.
There we go. Everybody gets a point on that one. Name the 90s movie. Ooh, it's a good one here.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Come on.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
It's so good.
I'm in.
Amy?
Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting.
Eddie?
Goodwill Hunting.
There it is.
Woo!
What's the score, Mike D? Eddie's up. Oh, Eddie and Amy are at 3. Lunchbox is at 2.
Yeah, I miss Dirty Harry.
Okay, here we go. Last one. Name the movie. Name the 90s movie from 1995.
Who's in the box?
Because I envy your normal life.
Put the gun down, David.
It seems that envy is my sin.
No, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
Okay.
Can you play it again?
Who's in the box?
Because I envy your normal life.
Put the gun down, David.
It seems that envy is my sin.
No, what's in the box?
Are you in, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Okay, come on.
Amy?
Lethal Weapon 3?
Oh. So close, but no. Lunchbox.
Pulp Fiction.
No. Eddie, for the win.
Okay, so I saw this recently, like a year ago, and I think it's 7.
Oh, he says 7.
Oh, if not, it's another Brad Pitt movie.
Show me 7.
Oh,
yeah!
There you go. Woo!
Big winner this morning.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, so Mike D is a writer on this show, and also known as Quiet Mike. He didn't say much, but he writes a lot of the games. He writes the countdown. And Mike D's lost how much weight?
120 pounds.
120 pounds. Like, no tricks, just doing the work. Started walking, started jogging. Lost 120 pounds. It's crazy. And so you're a vegan because why?
It keeps me on point with, like, eating right.
So he knows if he sets these rules for himself, he lives the best way with this discipline. But on Christmas, it's purge. And you don't eat much sugar either, do you?
No, no sugar.
Ever?
No.
No, isn't that crazy?
Wow. So no processed sugar. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I eat like fruit and stuff with sugar, but not like processed stuff.
That's amazing. How he lost 120 pounds. But he has the purge menu on Christmas. So what are you going to have on Christmas?
All right, for breakfast, I'm doing pancakes and waffles. I haven't had those in like 2 years.
Both. Pancakes and waffles. Okay.
Get it.
Go ahead.
For lunch, I'm doing some Tex-Mex. I'm going to do my mom's tamales, some beans and rice, and then some banana pudding.
Does she do meat?
She does like ones with just cheese and salsa.
And that's the kind you'll have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what else?
And then for dinner, I'm carbing up. I'm doing an entire cheese pizza.
Wow.
Yeah. And then a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
So how do you feel when you're done with all that, when you haven't done that in so long? Do you get sick?
No. I think it's just like putting it all back in my body. It just kind of feels good. Like, all right, get this all out of my system. And the next day, I'm back to regular.
It doesn't make you want... Because here's what I did. I got really sick last week, Amy, and I bought a bunch of popsicles, right? So I'd have a popsicle. I don't eat a lot of popsicles. And usually I try to stay pretty right on, too. I'm like Mike. I have to know the road I'm driving down. If I'm on it, like, I know what obstacles to avoid if I'm familiar with the road. So I don't keep popsicles in my house. But I bought a box. And I had one. That opened the door to two. It's like, if I had one, I might as well have two. And then I was like, well, there are only 4 left in the box. I should probably eat all 4 of those and eat them all up today so I don't eat them up over the next week. So before I knew it, I had a whole box of popsicles.
Yeah.
Mike, how does that not turn you on to eating other stuff?
Just knowing that I have that one day where I can go all out, it's like, okay, I get it all out of my system so I don't go back the other way.
So you're good, like 364 other days, you're like, okay, can't wait till next year.
Never think about it.
Never tempted. We get stuff to the studio all the time, and I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
But he's lost 120 pounds. And now he has a girlfriend for the first time ever in his life?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Going good. I'll see her for Christmas.
Proposal?
No.
No. Oh, he didn't like that one bit. I mean, he actually flinched from the microphone. He didn't just say no. He ducked.
Well, how long has it been that y'all been together, Mike?
We've been dating for 7 months.
Wow. 7 months. That's a long time. Especially for your first girlfriend.
Well, she's never had a boyfriend either, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their first both.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean.
So, no, there's no proposal, right?
No.
So, Raymundo, our glass room producer, do you have a proposal possibly or no? What do you put the odds at?
Oh, you could always have a possible proposal. I'm saying right now 50-50 is still up in the air.
50-50.
Yeah, she's giving
like
me some ideas of stuff she wants, and I've also seen Christmas ads. There's a lot of ring specials going on, so I'm definitely thinking about it.
There you have it. And then Morgan number two, our digital producer, who also could be getting engaged. Morgan number two, what do you put your odds at?
No, I'm going with odds. Odds very, very low. It's not happening this year.
Okay, but if Mike D is a zero for sure and Raymundo's 50%, what do you put yours at?
10.
10%. Okay. There you have it. Amy, who's most likely to come back engaged? Go.
Oh, either Ray.
I go Morgan number two.
I was going to say Ray or Morgan number two. If I have to pick, if you go Morgan number two, I'll go Ray.
Yeah.
Split
I go Morgan
it.
Number two.
Okay.
Yeah. Morgan number two, congratulations.
Funny.
Her boyfriend, if he's planning on proposing, he's so annoyed with you right now for like being like that it's going to happen. He's probably like, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Whatever. Did you get proposed to over Christmas, Amy?
No, I got married.
No, on New Year's you did.
Yeah, I was planning my wedding over Christmas. Scott the proposal went down in October, right?
On October. You don't even know.
Well, I was going to say October. I think it was October 28th or something. And then.
You were wearing a Sherlock Holmes outfit. That was Halloween.
That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Different girl. And then got married December 31st.
What's
pretty quick?
Which are the better odds? Morgan number two getting proposed to, or me finding a girl to start dating?
Morgan number two getting proposed.
How rude!
To.
How rude! Come on, rude.
You're busy right now.
All right. Bobby Bones. Yeah. So there was a carnival near your house?
Yes. And we keep driving by it, and my kids continue to want to go.
Wait, is it like a big carnival, like
no,
Barnum
it's like
and Bailey?
No, it's a pop-up carnival, if you will. Carny Man on the road.
Wow.
Right?
Carny Man.
So, yeah. But there's a Ferris wheel and all the lights, and it looks really cool. I will admit, it looks awesome.
Okay.
But we looked it up because I didn't know when it was open, if there's tickets, like how do we go to this? So when I look it up on Yelp, it has 1 out of 5 stars.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Oh.
So, I mean, I just don't think I can take them. 1 out of 5 stars. And then I'm like, I think maybe we can go because what are the odds that something's going to happen to us?
Do you ever want
to
play the odds, though, that you'll
right.
die?
Like,
no.
But then I thought of the accidents you hear at some of these pop-up ones that maybe don't have the oversight that they should, that, you know, I'm sure those people thought the same thing. What are the odds it'll happen to me? You know? And then they get stuck and they're upside down for 3 hours.
But what you're saying here is, if I'm listening to you right, you're saying that somebody's going to get hurt at this carnival, but what are the odds it's happening to you? Like, you're going, well, somebody's going to get hurt at this because it looks so rinky-dink.
It does look somewhat sketch.
Because if you were to go to a real theme park, like a Disney World, you don't go, what are the odds someone's going to get hurt? Like someone,
never.
You just
right.
expect nobody gets hurt.
Right.
But
the
what you're saying
there,
is,
yes.
because they built it in like a day,
yeah.
and it's covering two parking lots down between the Waffle House and
very
Kohl's.
Good explanation.
Right. You're going, what are the odds? Not that somebody gets hurt, because yeah. they're going to get hurt according to you.
Yeah.
But that it happens to you.
Right.
Okay. Just making sure I'm hearing all this right.
So, yeah, 1 out of 5 stars. So we had to make the decision. We had to tell the kids, like, not going to happen.
Oh.
And they're so disappointed.
What other rides do they have?
I don't know what they're called. Like the round and round. Like you get in the one that's like a... Like I don't a hammer. It looks like a hammer, but it goes all the way around, like way up.
Kamikaze.
Yes.
Another
See,
one.
Lunchbox
another
knows?
One's called the Gravitron.
Yeah, yeah, it has all those.
So, and the zipper is a bat. Oh man, that one I had to yell when I was younger because I was going to throw up. I had to stop the ride.
You made him stop a ride?
I made him stop the ride because I Aaron and I were in the zipper and we were going to vomit all over. And we were like, stop the ride. They're like, no. We're like, we are going to vomit all over. And they stopped the ride. Mm. They let us out. That was the last ride of the night for us. That was it.
So, Amy, you're not going to let them go?
No. And they're so sad.
Do they have games at that place?
Yeah. But listen, I thought about that. I was like, well, maybe we just take them and they get to throw the dart at the balloon and pop it or whatever. Or they get in the dunk tank or whatever. But they're just going to want to ride the rides. I'm to fight that battle.
What did the Yelp reviews say?
Oh, like, this is the worst thing I've ever been to. You know, hide your children. Like,
what? Hide your children?
Yeah, it's like not good. So, I mean, we're just not going to go.
That's funny.
But thank you for Yelp reviewers, because I go to Yelp all the time, but I don't ever review. So I feel greedy, because I take from Yelp, and I don't ever go review. Mm. So I appreciate those people that keep it real.
That said, hide your kids. Because well, odds are one of them got hurt. If we're just playing the odds, one of them got
right.
hurt.
Right.
Okay, well, I agree. I will not get on one of those rides.
Great, so now you're saying I have to take my kids to Disney World or Disneyland.
You could take them to that and tell them it's Disney World. They're still new to America. You could be like, kids.
Get them little, like, mouse ears.
Yeah. Welcome to Disney World.
Isn't this amazing?
And then they're done. What
oh,
do they
my daughter learned about Harry Potter World. Do y'all know what that is? It's at Universal or something.
Mike D knows about that, huh?
Yeah, I went to it.
Did you go?
I went to California, yeah.
That's cool, Mike D. Right.
sounds fun, man.
Yeah. No, so now I don't know how to... I keep explaining. Oh, Harry Potter World, that's in the UK.
So, okay, then don't act like you're too good to tell your kids that Carney Man, Disney World.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there is
a... Tell them that's Walt Disney. Find an old Carney and be like, kids, here's Mr. Walt Disney.
It's like if I tell them to play in the sprinklers in the backyard, I'm like, this is Schlitterbahn.
Well, good luck. Are you going to take them to Disney World ever?
Fortunately, we have a friend that lives like 20 minutes from it, so probably eventually at some point. It's not like, hopefully it'll cost us an arm and a leg, because we can like go spend the night with her and then take the kids for a day and be like, or 5 hours or four, and be like, okay, well, time's up. Let's go.
It's closing, kids. I know it's 1 p.m., but it's all shutting down.
Time to go.
If getting a good night's sleep is important to you as it is to me, there's nothing worse than those random nighttime noises that can keep you awake. Someone snoring nearby, or late night road work, or the dog in the backyard next door barking. Listen, the good folks at Bose feel your pain. I have these. I love these. You know Bose as the leader in noise-canceling headphones. Now they've developed a unique innovation that covers irritating nighttime noises in a new way with soothing sounds. All you have to do is choose a preloaded sound of your choice. Put in Bose tiny, snug-fitting sleep buds. They're no ordinary sleep buds, by the way. They combine aspects of passive noise reduction with active noise masking. Not only do they block ambient noise from reaching your eardrums, they put out little gentle repetitive sounds, both soothing and they're going to knock out some distractions. The point is you get better sleep with fewer disruptions. I love them. If you want to learn more, go to Bose.com or try them at a Bose store near you. They're Bose sleep buds. I use them. There's also an alarm inside of them. Also available at Best Buy and Amazon. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have some tips on how to protect yourself against porch pirates this month, which those are the thieves that come and steal packages away from you. Okay. So here's some things to keep your packages safe. Ship things to an Amazon locker or a UPS FedEx store or to your work. You can also team up with neighbors who might be home during the day and have them check your porch for packages. You can track the packages online so you know exactly when you're getting them. You can install a security camera or try to make your house look like you're always home.
You know, the only practical one that I hear there is to work with your neighbors. The rest of those seem a bit much. Like, I'm not going to ship it to a UPS box. I'm just not. Like, I know that. But I would say of all those that you just said, maybe talking to your neighbors, if you're close with them, where if you see a package get dropped off, maybe they come over and grab it.
Yeah.
I think from that list, that's the one I would lean on the heaviest, because people are stealing stuff, man.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And listen, if I were a stealer, I'd be ready. I'd be so hungry right now. I'd be stealing like crazy. I'm not a stealer. But all the good stuff's being sent right now. Know what I mean?
Yeah. One of my friends, she ordered a necklace. They straight up, it came in like a one of those, you know, packages you can like rip right open. And it was laying on her porch. They ripped open the package, took the necklace box out, and left the paper and packages there and everything and just went away. They didn't even just like take the package. They opened it right there.
I wonder if the porch pirates go, arr, when they leave, you know?
All right, what else, Amy?
Well, speaking of packages, it's likely Christmas gifts you're getting right now, and maybe you're invited to, like, some sort of Secret Santa situation this holiday season. I have the top gifts that people actually want as a Secret Santa gift.
Okay. Let me ask this, though. Is there a price? Like, because that's always a big thing, too, like how much you can spend. I mean, to it here, but I like a car.
So
go ahead.
It says here that normally Secret Santa stuff, there's a limit of $20 to $30. So
okay,
all of this
go ahead.
Stuff should be in that range. Okay. People want money. So you could straight up just put $25 in an envelope and call it a day, be done with it.
Yeah.
They also love candles, a good book, a gift card, chocolate, and alcohol.
Okay. No to candles. I have so many candles, and I'm a dude, and I like candles, but I can only burn so many candles, right? Secondly, money, I go money, yes. The candy thing is a yes, because I'm not going to buy a big chocolate bar, but when I see someone come in with those bigger-than-life chocolate bars of, like, milk chocolate, I'm like, God, I want that so much.
That's a good Secret Santa,
That's a good one, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I do agree the money. The gift card thing, I would say only if it's a gift card to, like, American Express or,
Visa.
Like, a Visa. So you can spend it anywhere, because I want to spend it on a big piece of chocolate, right? And only that. So, yeah, if you get like a specific place like Victoria's Secret, what am I going to do with that? You know what I mean? All right, what else, Ann?
Yeah, probably not much. So I just saw this article talking about how guys are into really big butts on themselves right now.
That's not true.
Yeah, huh? No, they're all, guys are hitting the gym. They're trying to do more deadlifts, more squats. They want their butts more round and muscular. I don't know if it has to do with the whole, you know how the Kardashians kind of changed like the butt movement for girls?
I'm not feeling this one.
I know it seems a little extreme and big what the Kardashians did for girls, but I do feel like there is something more acceptable out there, and I love it that women can be curvier and just.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about dudes with big butts. I'm just not buying into this one bit.
Oh, okay. Well, I was saying I think it finally like trickled down to the men, and they kind of want the booties too.
What does any guy in here want a big butt?
No.
I mean,
I think two people.
It says here.
No, I'm not even letting you guys talk because you're being ridiculous.
Oh, okay. Men are doing it to the point to where their pants don't even fit right.
Stop it.
Because guys' jeans aren't designed for the booty. But I don't know. I'm just letting y'all know. If you want to get in on the trend now, hit the gym, start doing squats. You heard
it
here.
My anaconda don't walk because they're my buns, hon. All right.
Okay.
Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, Amy, that's my pile. Bobby Bones.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. We are on the air this week. These are all new shows. Usually after we do our gift giving and our St. Jude, we go away. But I'm in Los Angeles. I'm doing American Idol all this week. So it's Hollywood week here where, you know, if you watch the show, everybody comes in. It's all frantic. And you'll see that in a couple of months on the show. But we're taping Hollywood week right now on American Idol. So that's where I am. And yeah, I feel like everything's good. Morgan number two has something she would like to say, though. Morgan number two is our head of digital. She is 25 years old. She's the youngest person on the show. Go ahead, Morgan number two. This is your moment to say whatever you want to say, because I know a little bit you're irritated.
Yes, I have a beef to pick with you.
First of all, not a saying. A beef to pick is not a saying. A bone to pick is. Or I have beef, both is. But a beef to pick, not a saying. But go ahead.
Okay, well, either way, you posted on your Instagram story that we didn't get you a gift from the show to you. And then basically said afterwards, if you see this now, don't get me a guilt gift. Well, I already have a gift for you, and it's been on the way for 2 weeks, and then you
Hold
posted that.
Hold on a minute.
That.
I think you're missing the point. Every year, the show gets together and gets me a gift, which usually means Amy does and other people chip in a little bit. But the last time we're together, the show gets me a gift, and I get the show a gift. I got everybody awesome gifts, great gifts. But
yeah.
But and even this year, I hit Amy up on her last day at the St. Jude Radiothon. I was like, hey, I don't want to leave if you guys have a gift for me, but so I just want to make sure. She was like, no, we don't. And I was like, okay, I'm gone. Like, you guys, it's fine, but my feelings were hurt. They really were a little bit hurt that you guys didn't come. Yeah, it's fine, whatever. But that was it. But you guys knew I was gone, and it was the last day we're always together, and the end. And that's what I said. It was the first year the show had never like gotten together and got me a gift.
Oh, so now that's all. Now
No, it's all on me.
Yes.
No.
It's all on me. And I felt really bad. And I was not registering that was the last time we were all going to be together. Like, it's really hard to believe that like December 7th or whatever it was would be the last time we would all be together.
Well, we were together during St. Jude, too. That's why I was like, at the radiothon, I was like, hey.
That was the 7th.
I was like, if we're here, if you have something, let's do it now, because I don't want it to be awkward.
Yeah.
My only point was, no, it was a compliment, if anything, Amy, meaning you're the one that usually has to gather, because nobody else cares.
Well, I care. I should have been more on top of it.
But I don't know what to say. What do you want me to say? Yes, my feelings were a little hurt that the show didn't get me.
And they
gift.
Should be.
That, yeah, but whatever.
Like,
move
your feelings
on.
Are valid. Yeah.
So that's all I wrote. Because someone was like, what did you get for Christmas? I was like, actually, I really didn't get anything. Lunchbox gave me two of my books back that I wrote as a joke, but I really didn't get a gift. And I was like, man, I really went out of my way for everybody on the show. I tried to get them things they would like. And then, yes, my feelings were a little bit hurt, yes. But that's it. What do you want me to do?
Nothing. Your feelings are valid, and I'm sorry.
You should. It's not a you thing. Because I'm sure I'm going to get some, like, pony or something on my porch from Amy.
Oh, well, yeah. Our friendship gift will come. Yes. Like, that's not a deal. But, like, as for the show, yeah, we drop the ball for sure.
So, Morgan, number two, that's what I was referring to.
Well, you still have a gift coming from me. Either you can open it or you don't have to, but you have one coming. Maybe they're right
First
around
of all,
Christmas.
I'm not asking for sass. Secondly, it wasn't about individual anything.
Well, I think she wants you to know it's not, she already planned it, so it's not a guilt gift, so she hopes that you open it.
Mm. Well, the show is not allowed to get me a gift. For the first time ever, I'm just not going to get a gift from the show. And do not give me a guilt gift, because I'm not accepting guilt gifts.
So we save it for next year?
No, no more gifts. I'm not getting the show a gift next year. I'm done. No more gifts. After this year, the whole gift pressure, I didn't want to do gifts this year. That's why I cut it to just one person. And then it's like, no more gifts.
Well, we then will you just went give all to Santa Claus.
I always go full Santa.
I know.
I always like try to go out of my way for individuals and for the show.
Yeah. And you did.
And then, you know.
You do. You're right. You are an amazing gift giver.
Did it hurt my feelings?
Yes. And it should. And did my heart drop whenever you were like, hey, I'm going to go. I got to go. And this is the last time we're all seeing each other. So I don't want to make it awkward if there's not like a good.
Because in the history of our show in 13 years.
I know. Trust me. I was like, oh my gosh. Yep.
So that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So next year there will be no gifts.
Can you explain that to the other people?
No, it doesn't matter. I'm not getting with Lunchbox's Grinch Christmas yelling at people. I'm not doing any of this. We'll privately do gifts if we want to do gifts. No more on the air stuff because I'm not doing it anymore. The end. So I'll probably get you something privately pretty cool, Amy. Only privately. Okay?
So yeah, only private. Amy?
See?
Here it comes.
No, I'm just wondering. I just want to make sure that's clear. I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You woke him up.
Maybe
Bugs.
Eddie. Maybe Eddie.
Hey, dude, I'm here and I got a gift for you too, just like Morgan.
No,
number two.
I'm not doing this. No.
No, there it's no, a private no. gift.
No.
You
I got a private
saying.
Gift right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the deal. That's all. I hope I don't sound.
No, you don't. It's.
No, you sound just like me. I love it. Like you're welcome to my side. Like finally.
No.
He actually doesn't sound like you, Lunchbox.
How does he not sound like me? He's complaining about not getting a gift, and I complain about not getting good gifts.
No, I'm not complaining about not getting a gift. I'm fine. I didn't want to do gifts at all because I thought, hey, we've made this unrealistic gift giving competition thing on the air. I didn't like it, and then every year Lunchbox yells and gets sour, and it turns everybody upset. And then I was like, you know what? And then I texted Amy because Morgan number two was like, she hit me privately and was like, hey. And I was like, well, let me address this. And yeah, that was it.
Well, hold on. You were the one that complained.
Hold on. I'm done.
You complained
done
about
you.
The gifts
Amy,
this year,
ahead.
Not me.
Amy, go ahead.
Okay, so I do like the way we did this year, though, giving something that's already in your house. Like, would we do something like that again? I thought that was pretty cool.
No, because somebody inevitably is going to get somebody that doesn't care and give them a bad gift. And then this is not a thing.
No, it's just, you know? Really, I mean, I got trash bags. So, it's not like I got a good gift.
Oh.
So,
okay.
I mean, Bobby, we're in the same boat. We both got terrible gifts.
Boy.
I mean, really? We both did. So I feel like
you're
literally
pain. Had something given to me that I created.
Very true.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all.
guys, this isn't what Christmas is all about.
I know, and that's why I didn't want to do it this year.
And that's why I didn't want to do it this getting year. Rid of it, but I mean, I can't. You're not wrong. Like, I get it. It's just sometimes it's fun. Like, Eddie giving Morgan, number two, the special camera, like, that was really cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Most of the gifts were awesome. I don't even care about that part of it. But, yes, it's stupid. That's stupid.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
But I did write about it on Manta's story. I was like, yeah, my feelings were hurt because it was the first time ever in, like, 13 years of the show that I went out of my way and really tried to get you guys awesome gifts. And then there was, like, no reciprocation. I was like, all right,
that's
fine.
Way to go, Amy.
No, don't do that. Please don't do that. Don't do that.
No, I didn't do anything.
So, that Morgan number two, there's your answer.
Well, still giving you a gift.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I still am.
That's fine.
It's not guilty,
Thank
though.
Thank you. Yes, they're all guilt gifts at this point. Amy, what would you like to say?
I'll just say again, like, you're not, your feelings are valid.
Thank you.
So, yeah. And I wouldn't like feeling that way at all. So, I'm sorry that the ball was dropped. It's just not a registering the calendar thing.
Yeah.
The calendar time frame of not seeing you. And we as a show should have gotten together way before and been ahead of that. But anyway, your friend gifts.
The end.
Your friend gifts should be good.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Can't wait to hear what your friend gifts are.
I know. Merry Christmas.
Do you see that as a difference, though, right?
Who knows?
You don't?
I don't know. I don't know
what?
Anymore.
You don't see me different from a coworker and a friend?
Wait, what?
Do you see me differently as a coworker and a friend?
Yeah.
By coworker, I mean co-host.
I'm done with this conversation. I'm out.
Okay.
Are you good?
Yeah.
All right. Bobby Bone, come on. What's going on today, Amy?
Good question. I don't know. Like, working out for sure and just probably doing some work, but I really don't have anything on my calendar. It's pretty amazing.
Are the kids out of school?
No, they're still in school. So probably just pick them up today and then tutoring tonight.
What's that consist of?
Well, their tutor comes over and Stevenson gets an hour and then Stashira gets an hour.
Not at the same time?
Nope. They go, so normally we hang out with one kid while the other one's getting tutoring, get them fed, go ride bikes, or I don't know, I guess it just depends on weather, hang out. And then they switch. And it's right after school, so I feel for them because they've already been learning all day and they get home and they have to learn more. But it's imperative. Like, it's they have to have it.
Does the teacher, the tutor teach in Creole? Like, hey.
Nope. She teaches in English, but she does know Creole because she's married to a Haitian.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Does the person come over that still cooks, like, Haitian night once a week?
That's her husband. So we actually have him, hopefully, we've been trying to play around with the calendar, but we have him coming up to do it again. We want to make it more of a regular routine. And then some of my other friends in Nashville that have adopted from Haiti, they had him come over to their house. So now we want to do one huge, big group dinner with everybody.
I know I don't have any Haitian blood in me, but I'd like to come to one of those.
Oh, you should totally come. It's going to be awesome. And the kid, you should see, you'll see how the kids light up. And it's like they become different people because it's like their food, their culture, they get so happy. It's just fun to see them in their element. What do you got going on?
It's Hollywood week on American Idol.
Oh, well, yeah. So, way more than going on than me.
No, that's not true. just looking at my skin, I mean, I taped last night. We did the first because I don't really know how much I can share.
Oh, man.
Because we're right in the middle of taping American Idol, and I'm in California for it. But everybody kind of got into town yesterday for Hollywood week. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of contestants, right?
Yeah.
And it's like full blown now. And so people are getting cut and it's a whole thing. It's crazy to be in it.
Yeah. I mean, you're in it. I mean, last time you were on Idol, you were just like, I feel like
top,
you were...
Top 24. I came in at top 24 in a few episodes. Like, I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I was at the Orpheum Theater last night, I believe it was what it was called. And then tonight, yeah, it's wild. So it's Hollywood Week on American Idol. And we're taping for the show next year. And so just kind of watching these kids sing, and some of their kids, some are a little older, but haven't been through it a bit. It's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the... Is there an age? What's the age limit on Idol?
I believe it is 15, or you have to be 16 by a certain point. I think is why they can be 15.
Oh, makes sense because you could have a birthday.
Mm-hmm. And then the old age is like 90.
Oh, really?
No. There's like, it's like 26 or something.
Oh, I was like, dang, I'm not that's sure. Good. They took the age cap off.
No, okay. There's not an age cap. But so I'm actually here all this week doing that. So, but that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited to see. I can't, like, it's all this stuff. You get us watching all this stuff we haven't watched in a long time.
And I would almost feel guilty about it, but I feel like the stuff is pretty good, though. Like, listen, I never watched Dancing with the Stars until I did it, but I enjoyed it.
I know. Same here. I feel like I'll watch if they bring it back.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm being told the age group is 15 to 28.
Okay.
That's to audition for Idol. So I'm doing that today. Lunchbox, what are you doing today?
Ooh, nap. Nap. Hard nap. At least 2.5 hours.
Dang.
There you go. Heard it here first. Breaking news. We're going to go. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks to Brett Eldridge for stopping by and singing today. Holy man, was that good. So Brett Eldridge singing Christmas songs today.
Did you just say holy man?
Yeah, holy man, that was good.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap.
Okay.
But like, man, that was good. But like, holy crap. It was like a hybrid of holy man.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like it. I just had never heard that before.
Because it'd never been said before. That's what I do. I break barriers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.